for the place that makes me right.
Welcome back to Stoke, where the lines are as wicked as your aunt's road trip stories and the views are as epic as the overhead shot in your favorite ski movie. I'm your host, Soph, and we're going to take a deep dive into the mix of hypnotic riffs, barefoot dancing, and tracks that make you feel like you're carving through untouched powder with a little extra swagger. So buckle up, grab your thermos and questionable tea, and let's get rolling. This show is about to take you on a ride you won't forget. First up, we've got Witchy Woman by the Eagles.
Echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight.
Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, witchy woman, she got the
That was Witchy Woman by the Eagles. I wanted to kick it off with that tune to sort of set the mood for this sort of spellbinding tune. The song kind of casts a sort of mood as it unfolds, and it's kind of like watching someone navigate an impossibly steep line with like a lot of intention and such poise, with kind of like a magic you can't look away from. If you can't tell, I've been watching a lot of ski movies recently to just get back into the zone. At the time of this recording, it is snowing very heavily here in Kingston, and it's been a really nice walk in and out of the studio, but I just can't wait to get back on some skis and get out into the hills. And you know what? That urgency and like the mysticism of Witchy Woman mirrors that of just some aunt's mysterious charm, like the one who always knows where the best powder stashes are and tells you stories about distant lands that almost feel mythical. It's a perfect mix of allure and edge, just like the overhead ski shot that takes your breath away. Next up, this track feels like drifting through another dimension where time slows down and every turn on the slope becomes infinite. It's as ethereal as the smoke from your aunt's incense, as mesmerizing as the first tracks on Untouched Pow. Planet Caravan captures the dreamer side of this episode's theme, quiet, reflective, and a little bit cosmic. Then we're going to little turn the switch, and the incredible Zappa, Frank Zappa, brings us a cheeky, playful energy here, the kind that breaks the tension in like a really intense ski movie moment, and just with an unexpected over-the-top clip of someone hucking a wild trick or just doing something absurd and just bringing the fun back into it. And it's sort of like your aunt cracking a joke in the middle of a really deep conversation, reminding you not to take it all seriously. And yeah, just here for a little twist and fun adventure. And then we'll kick off the rest of this episode. Enjoy these next couple tracks. This is Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath.
Dreams of the night. Guess the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody like me, it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seemed like a dream. They got me hypnotized. And I knew that's right.
That Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by by the bush in Buffalo. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
I couldn't come in right then. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore.
She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, I was very busy. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung a castanet. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho, or is that a Sears poncho?
No fooling.
was Cooker Ship by Albert Harmon Jr. Before that was Camarillo Brillo by Frank Zappa, Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac, Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and we kicked this one off with Witchy Woman by Eagles. I just want to give a little recap. I love Cooker Ship. It's just pure kinetic energy. It's like carving fresh tracks in like a carefree spirit and never looking back. Like, you're just ripping. And I mean, Frank Zappa's quirky fun feels is like an unexpected cliff drop. I mean, you've got wild, you've got playful, you've got never taking life too seriously. And the song never takes itself too seriously. I mean, Frank Zappa and the Mothers, come on. And I didn't mention Hypnotized because I just wanted to throw that one in there. Fleetwood Mac's dreamy and serene song sounds like sort of like a soundtrack to quiet moments after a perfect descent. And then you're just looking back at the line and you're taking it all in. So looking forward, we've gonna mellow it out a little bit. Listen to more of a laid back yet introspective vibe. You know, you're sort of taking a breath after the thrill of a run. And then we'll dive into another track that's more of a dreamy psych rock groove that feels like you're gliding effortlessly down an endless line. There's just soft powder, carefree, and just super free spirited. And then again, riding on this free spirited wave, we'll hit a bluesy psychedelic vibe that is twisted with sort of like an electric riff that is sort of like a wicked line you've been waiting for. And just there's a sharp, intense, and like totally unforgettable moment within it. So without further ado, looking back at the line, we've got Ghost Song by Jim Morrison and the Doors. Enjoy.
Awake. Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Sweet forest, enter the hot dream, come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Indians scattered on dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind.
Thank you. tried and true. I see the light in you. How can you dig in my soul? Could you smell my whole light? You bent the edge, eclipse, and turned around a lightning. And though the dark spark rays of violet light blinding, I went about the job of sowing thoughts and feelings. Or somewhere good, some bad, I felt the cries of healing. Cause tried and true, I see the light in you. Oh, can you dig in my soul? Could you smell my whole life? Rise, my dawn. You've been awake too long. Let me rest in time while I blow your mind.
Tried and True by Ween. Before that was Strangers of Our Time by The Levitation Room. Let It Down by George Harrison. Ghost Song by Jim Morrison. Cooker Ship by Albert Hammond Jr. Camarillo Brillo by Frank Zappa and the Mothers. Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac. Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath. And we kicked this whole thing off with Witchy Woman by Eagles. You just heard the beginning of our next track, because I've got it on this little thing that makes it go, even though I asked it not to. But hey, I'm no techie. And you heard the beginning of Barefoot Dancing, Dancing Barefoot, I should say, by Patti Smith, which is just an untamed raw energy that feels like charging down a line with instinct and just so much passion. And I wanted to do a little quick just blurb about Patti Smith and her memoir, Just Kids. It's a deeply personal memoir, and it explores her early years in New York City, where she navigates life and art alongside photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, and is a story about like passion and creativity and music, elements that are that so define her iconic song that you're about to hear, which for me, Just Kids isn't just a memoir. It's a reflection of the raw, free-spirited energy that always has been a part of Patti Smith's music. It's one of my favorite books because it speaks to the heart of pursuing art and living fully. And nothing could be more true than this song and her voice and just raw talent, honestly, the lyricism. And she's a true poet that has this incredible shine to her. Yeah, this is Barefoot, Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith.
Oh,
was Strange Brew by Cream. We're going to cut it off a little early just so we can make enough time for the next song and our last one of this session. Just wanted to give a little fun fact about Strange Brew, the song you just listened to. This track was inspired by the blues classic Tales of Brave Ulysses, which Eric Clapton co-wrote. Strange Brew became a hit and is known for its distinctive psychedelic guitar riff and Clapton's powerful playing. I mean, if I put you on it, I feel very, very honored, but I'm sure most of our listeners here have heard this track once or twice before. Just wanted to summarize. You just heard Strange Brew by Cream. Before that was Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith. Tried and True by Ween, Strangers of Our Time by Levitation Room, Let It Down by George Harrison, Ghost Song by Jim Morrison and the Doors, Cookership by Albert Hammond Jr., Camarillo Brillo by Frank Zappa and the Mothers, Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac, Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and we kicked it off with Witchy Woman. Up next is a quirky track from Paul McCartney's album Ram, and it's a playful, experimental piece filled with surreal imagery. McCartney describes it as one of his favorite songs on the album, showcasing his sense of humor and musical eccentricity. It's a wild mix of upbeat rhythms, strange lyrics, and energetic performances, capturing McCartney's knack for bending whimsy with rock. And it's got Linda McCartney on it as well, so it's just a double whammy treat. And a nice way to end this session. Hope I was able to guide you into some snowy terrain, down some sweet runs, and maybe we got in and got some first tracks as well. Anyways, this is Monkberry Moon Delight by Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney.
Sound of tumbler. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This five-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmony, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Got messed up again. Stop seeing all my friends. I was stuck in my head, but the way someone said, look like a mess. Now I know what they meant, man. I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best, yeah. I've been on stupid, no. You don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. I think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie. I got the recipe. Wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Not like obsessively, we'll have a good time on any street. Well, if you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. Have a kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our